Blog Talk Radio. Here I am. Yeah. Hallelujah. Oh, Holy Spirit, rain down. We want him to rain down on us as we stand on his word. We are not standing on anything else but of the word of the living God. Excuse me. We had a good report yesterday. Every time we go to see the surgeon or the doctor, we get a good report. The doctor said to me yesterday, he said that even when I was facing difficulties, that I was not afraid. He called me a steward. Steward. STOIE. I mean, I had no fear. But he told me yesterday that I am healing properly, and that he wouldn't have to see me unless something goes wrong internally for at least a year or more. So I was excited about that. Then he gave me the release that I could drive again, but I can't lift anything heavy for a few weeks. So we are excited about that. Father, we thank you and praise you, O God, for this morning. Thank you for allowing us to worship you and bow down before you, O God. We pray, O God, that you would speak to us and speak through us. Our ears are attentive to your voice and our spirit man to your spirit, O God. We ask your forgiveness, we ask your mercy, and we ask your grace. Lord, let us not hold anything in our hearts, mind, body, or soul against anyone, because, oh, Father, we want to hear from you. And you said if we come having anything else, that we should leave it at the altar, go make it right with our brothers or sisters. You said we should forgive our brothers or sisters if we want you to forgive us. So today, oh, God, we ask you, oh, God, to help us to clear our thoughts, clear our minds, clear our spirit man of any evil, any sin that would hinder us from hearing from heaven. And Father, we ask you to use our tongue today as the pen of a ready writer, to write on the parchment of the hearts of the people that may be listening, near or far, O God. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to have your way in this service today, in the mighty name of Jesus. Today we're talking about strange fire, the sin of Aaron's sons. Strange fire, the sin of the sons of Aaron. We want to talk about that today. We're not going to be too long. I always say that, but we're not going to be too long today. The Lord give us utterance. That's so important for us to do. Just say, Lord, the Lord is speaking to us, and we are listening. The Bible says if we listen, Lord will speak, and if we speak, Lord will hear. Leviticus chapter 10, and beginning at verses 1, and I'm going to read. I had this in the Amplified, but I'm going to read it out of the Logos Bible, and it talks about the death of Nadab and Abihu. This is two of Aaron's sons. Aaron's sons, Nadab and Abihu, each took his censer, and they put fire in them and placed incense on it. Then they presented before Yahweh a legitimate fire, which he had not commanded them. So fire went out before them, so fire went out before Yahweh, and it consumed them, so they died before God. Therefore, Moses said to Aaron, "This is what Yahweh spoke, saying, among those who are close to me, I will show myself holy, and in the presence of all the people, I will display my glory." So Aaron was silent. See, a lot of times we don't understand that we are doing things that the Lord has not required. We are jumping on the altar, rolling on the ground, and we are doing things that he has not required. Understand, I'm not going to keep you long today. People are going into the church. I'm watching this guy, Pastor Bishop William Murphy. And he has the people in the church now doing in the church building. But you know the people are the church. But he has the people in the church building now, young women and men, flirting and doing strange dances. He believed that if he does these things in the church, he has the homosexuals and the lesbians coming to the church, and they're remaining homosexuals and lesbians. They're not changing. They're not being transformed. They're giving plenty of money to the church. That's all he's concerned. He thinks if he just say a prayer of salvation, and somebody comes up and say, "Yes, I believe the words that you're saying, and I receive these," that they say is more than just repeating the words that the pastor or the bishop or the apostle said. It's more than that. You say you can sing, you can dance, you can jump, you can skip. But if you're not living the word that you are skipping and dancing and singing, you're not saved. Just like the Lord told me last night. I know the Lord told me because it's his word. He confirms it. And I wrote it on Facebook. Said that many, many leaders are going to end up in hell. I said, "Lord, what are you saying?" He said, "Because they disobey me." I said, "How to disobey you? They're preaching, they're teaching it." He said, "No, but they don't keep my Sabbath holy." He said, They follow the Catholics, and they keep Sunday, but Sunday is not my Sabbath. Saturday is my Sabbath, beginning at Friday sundown." I said, "Wow." So in a sense, the people are in disobedience to God. All of these great preachers, all these great apostles, all these great bishops, all these great evangelists, all these great teachers, they are in disobedience to God. And you can't say anything to them, because if you say anything to them, they're going to come against you. And they're going to try to bring up scriptures to prove to you that they're right and God wrong. But that's what they're saying. They are right and God is wrong. Moses had to speak to his brother when he see that his nephews have been consumed. That means they were burned up by the fire of God. When we don't do what God says, listen to me, Brother Robert, Pastor Stewart. When we don't do what God says to do, we become candidates to be consumed by the fire of God. Don't try to please me. Don't try to please the next preacher. try to please God. What does God require of you to do? What does God require of me to do? That's what we should be asking ourselves. Not what the bishop says. Not what the apostle says. Not what the deacon or elder or somebody says. What does God require of us? We are his children. If you don't do right when, if you didn't do right when we was a little boy growing up, your mama or daddy whip your behind. But now you are a child of God. You have grown up. You are learning stuff. You're being taught. If you don't do what God said, don't you expect him to chastise you? Don't you expect him to whip your behind, bring judgment upon you? Listen to what he said. After Moses told Aaron why and how his son was consumed, Aaron was silent. Aaron couldn't say anything. Because a lot of times what we do, we don't say anything to our children and grandchildren. We allow them to do everything that they want to do. Do you hear me today? Then Moses summoned Michelle and Elzaphan, the sons of Uzziel, Aaron's uncle. And he said to them, come forward, carry your brothers from the front of the sanctuary to outside the camp. He said, take up their nephews. They were consumed, burnt to death. Take them out from the front of the altar and take them outside the camp. So they came forward and they carried them outside the camp in their tunics, just as Moses had ordered. Then Moses said to Aaron and to his son Eleazar and Ithamar, you must not let your hair hang loosely, and you must not tear your garments, so that you will not die and he will be angry with all the community. Now, because of the sin of Aaron's sons, because of the sin of them, Moses Moses was saying to them, is your grandmother coming here? Okay. Okay, let's get back here. It's doggone way the deal is out of me. Hallelujah. Let me find the place where I was. This dog is going back and forth like crazy. They take the sons of Aaron outside of the community to bury them. They were consumed by the fire of God. And Moses warned Aaron not to mourn for his sons, because Aaron knew that his sons were disobedient to God. You understand? He knew that his sons were disobedient because Aaron would not chastise his children, just like Eli the priest. Eli did not correct his sons. And his sons was killed in battle because of disobedience and what they were doing in the temple. No. Ooh, he tell Aaron how he must wear his hair. See, if Aaron now let his hair down and put on oil on his face and stuff like that, our stuff, he would look like he's in mourning for his sons. Moses told him, Moses is Aaron's brother. He told him not to do that, because the people will think that you're mourning for these kids that were disobedient to God. Now let's go a little further. But your brothers all the house of Israel may weep because of the burning of that Yahweh caused. But you must not go out from the entrance of the tent of assembly, lest you die, because Yahweh's anointing oil is on you. So they did according to Moses' word. Moses says to Aaron, don't go sideways, the people are mourning, lest you die. God's anointing is on your life. God's anointing means God's protection, God's power, God's presence is on your life. Sometimes we forget that God's presence is on us, God's anointing is on us, and we begin acting like the world. We begin doing exactly like the world is doing, and God says to come up from among them and touch not the unclean thing. Be separated. We got to come out. We got to be different. This is what God is saying. God requiring this of us. Understand? So here, then Yahweh, God, spake to Aaron, saying, you and your sons with you may not drink wine or strong drink when you come to the tent of assembly, so that you will not die. God is giving serious instructions. When you come to this tent of assembly, where the people come to worship me, this is what God is saying, you should not drink wine or strong drink, lest you die. Today you have a lot of people, a lot of pastors that are snorting cocaine, methamphetamines, smoking marijuana, drinking alcohol, and going to church, going to the building, preaching and teaching. They have no reverence, no respect for God. But the time coming, that judgment will come to the house of the Lord, and we will see it, because God says so. He said the time is coming. Hallelujah. And we that know the truth must live by the truth. Live according to the truth. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Still in Leviticus chapter 10. Hallelujah. I forgot to take this pill this morning. But my sinuses, and now my sinuses want to run away. And glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Chapter 10 of Leviticus and verses, and we're talking about strange fire. Strange fire. Tomorrow we'll go back into, the Lord say the same, we'll go back into talking about Joseph. Then God spoke to Aaron, saying, you and your sons with you may not drink wine or strong drink when you come to the tent of assembly, that is the gathering of the saints, so that you will not die. It is a lasting status for your generation, and to distinguish between the holy and the unholy. In other words, we that are called by God, that are anointed by God, ought to be different. We ought not be coming. I've seen all of these pastors and bishops now on YouTube. My Lord, it irks you to see all of these well-known preachers all of these well-known preachers, they're rich. And how the world is calling them out. And you see men with men, half naked. They're showing the whole upper body of these preachers, these bishops, on YouTube, on Twitter. They have no shame. And then they want to get on TV and they want to contest about they want to get on YouTube and they want to stand up and say, no, that was not me. This was this body and that body. That person looked just like me. That was not me. Suppose they get on TV, Lord. Yes, that was me. I have sinned. And I commit that great sin again. I think the Lord will forgive me. Even at this sin, they don't want to own up to this sin. I have plenty of money. And people are mocking them now. You've seen it on the YouTube. Everybody talking about them. This guy get on YouTube and said, this is how we do it. This is how we do it. One bishop, Bishop William Murphy, and he get on our YouTube and said, this is how we do it. And if you ain't winning more souls than me, just get out. Just get out my faith. They think if they just said, you receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, that's it. No, that's when the work begins. Then you got to teach the people the word of God, how to live holy, how to be holy as he's holy. Not just come up there and say, they say some quick prayer. That don't save you. You know? That just get you in position to be saved. That don't save you. No, you got to start living the life. You got to start living the life as a saved person. Hallelujah. When Jesus called the disciples and he picked them up one by one, sometimes he picked them up two by two. And when he got them, then he kept them with him and taught them how to live. Even when some of them would want to act unseemly, he tell them straight, don't do like that, don't do like that. Because if you do that, that same thing will kill you. I have to teach them how to live. These folk now run away and say, well, as long as I'm saying this word to them and they're in agreement with me, they're saved. No, they're not saved. Paul, so you got to work on your own salvation with being trembling. You got to live this thing out. He told Aaron, you can't come in the assembly under the influence of any wine or strong drink, lest you die. You know why? Because you got to set an example. You got to set an example for the saints. You got pastors going in their office. And now, I'm telling you, they go in the office and close the door and snorting cocaine. I'm telling you, people, I know this for a fact. Why? Because they feel God is somewhere on a safari. He's somewhere out in the desert, way out there, he can't see them. Or he's somewhere in the Caribbean or Hawaii or somewhere. He said, and to distinguish, see, you got to set yourself apart between the holy and the unholy, as well as between the unclean and the clean. And to teach the Israelites all the rules that God, Yahweh, has spoken to them through Moses. See, the information is for you, for us to give to them. This is what God is requiring for us to do. Give them the information. It's the information that going to allow, allow them to live right. And that you got a blueprint, a GPS system in your car. You don't know where you go. But they're putting them in every car now. So when you get in your car, you don't know where you go. It's even on your cell phone. You don't know where you're going. You can pull over and you can program the phone. You can program the GPS in the car. And it will talk back to you to bring you right where you want. You got the Bible. The Bible basic instruction before leaving earth. When you we're supposed to, we pick out the ones that say we're gonna be prosperous. We're gonna have this and we're gonna have that. That's the one we wanna use. But we don't wanna use the ones that say you cannot do this, you cannot do that, because if you do it, you will die. We don't wanna use those. Because he's a loving God, he's a merciful God. How could he do it? No, God is not doing that. Listen to me. God is not doing that. We are doing it. Our sin is what's going to put us in hell in a lake of fire and brimstone. Not God. Did the judge put you in jail? Did he put you in a penitentiary? No, the crime that you commit, the crime that you commit, it will cause you to be in the penitentiary or the jail for a long, long time. God don't give a shit. Look, you know what? I just don't like to call you black. I just don't like you call you white. You're going to go away for 15 years. You're going to go away for 100 years. No. He's sending you away because of the crime you committed. And not he's saying he has to go by the law. God has to do it. He can't come out and say, well, look, I can't. I got to forgive you because you did this homosexual act, and I want you in heaven too. He can't do that. If you surrender and if you repent and if you turn to God after living a homosexual lifestyle, a lesbian lifestyle, murdering, killing, selling drugs or gambling, whatever. If you repent and you turn to God and start living for him, now you become a candidate to be with him. Peter and James and John wasn't perfect people. They weren't perfect. The disciples wasn't perfect. But they submitted to him. They submitted to Jesus. You understand what I'm saying? They submitted to his way of life. Now here, he began to speak even the more. He says, Israelites and all the rules of God. You got to teach them everything that God has spoken to them through Moses. See, we got to go back in the book and we got to open the manuscript. We got to teach people how to live. You don't just tell them, you got to be holy as God is holy. You got to show them what they have to do that make them holy. There's a prescription. I have to take I think one time I was taking about 14 pills. Now I'm down to about 8 or 9. And I got to take them every morning. They'll, for the next 30 days, after the 30 days, they'll be gone. Then I'll be only taking 2. I got to take them because that's what the surgeon said I got to take so my body can heal. If you don't take this manuscript and open it and use what it requires for you to do to live holy, everything that the enemy brings against you, able to penetrate your mind, your soul, your heart, your thoughts, because you're not putting up no shield. You're not getting the blessed breastplate of righteousness, helmet of salvation. You don't have the belt of truth, shield of faith. You don't have your feet shod with the gospel. You don't have the whole arm on. You got to stop with this boat. This is what gives us the strength to stand. And we wonder why I'm defeated. Why I'm defeated by this and I'm defeated by that. No, you have to pick it up. You have to make a decision that, yes, I'm going to do what the Lord says I'm going to do because I want to live. Then Moses spake to Aaron and to his sons, Eleazar and Ithamar. As for the remaining parts, take the remaining of the grain offering from Yahweh's offering made by fire and eat it. The unleavened bread beside the altar, because it is a most holy thing. And you shall eat it in a holy place, because it is your allotted portion and the allotted portion of your sons from Yahweh offering made by fire. For so I have being commanded. See, Moses had been commanded. Moses had gotten this word from the Lord to give to Aaron and his sons. Moses is saying exactly what God said to do. You know, he's saying exactly what God said to do. You have preachers today that will follow the Pope before they follow Jesus. And they're doing it every Sunday morning when they go into that house of worship. Instead of going in there on Saturday, shut down the church on Sunday. And say, we're going to make an adjustment. Even if we come back and have church on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But our main service is Saturday. That's the Sabbath day. Starting on Friday evening at sundown, we're gonna honor God. We're going to be obedient to God. They can't do it. Because the Pope tell them, Sunday is your day of worship. Whew, glory to God. Moses said to Aaron and his sons exactly what the Lord said to do, what he was commanded. And the way of offering breast section and the upper tie of the contribution offering must eat clean place. You and your sons and your daughters with you, because they are given as your allotted portions, and your sons' allotted portion from the sacrifices of the Israelites. Fellowship offers. They must bring the thigh of the contribution offering and the breast section of the wave offering in addition to the offering made by fire. Listen. Glory to God. Ah, Jesus. This is one thing I don't like about the computer when it jumps like that. Consisting of the fat portions to wave as a wave offering before God. And it will be for you and for your sons with you as a lasting rule, just as God had commanded. Then Moses sought all over for the goat of the sin offering, and behold, it was burnt up. So he was angry with Aaron's remaining sons, Eleazar and Ithamar, saying, why did you not eat the sin offering on the sanctuaries? It is a most holy thing. And he gave it to you to remove the community's guilt, to make an atonement for them before God. Look, its blood was not brought inside the sanctuary. Certainly, you should have eaten it in the sanctuary as I commanded. So Aaron said to Moses, look, today they presented their sin offering and their burnt offering before God. And things such as these have happened to me. Is sin offering today? Would it have been good in Yahweh's eyes? When Moses heard it, was good in his eyes. Aaron began to tell Moses about the things that happened. He's lost two sons because of their disobedience, their unholy disobedience before the Lord. God consumed them with fire. Aaron is not in the mood to please Moses or God. That doesn't matter what's going on in us or around us, that we're going to please God. This is what the word of God is saying to us today. Father, we thank you and praise you, O God, for this word. We thank you for blessing us. We thank you for keeping us. We thank you for showing us that, Lord, without obedience, no one will see him. Because obedience leads to holiness, righteousness. And Father, we ask that these times where we waver in our thoughts and we go to the left or we go to the right, we do things that does not please you. We ask you to forgive us. We ask you to continue to strengthen us in the areas of our life that we're weak and the areas that we're strong. We ask you to make us even stronger. Bless us to hear. Bless us to see. Bless us to understand, O God. We ask you to keep us away from the people that are vile, the people that do not want to hear your word, the people that do not want to be close to you. Keep us away, Lord God. But help us to continue to pray for them in the mighty name of Jesus. Ask God to forgive you if you're out there in computer land. Even if you know God, ask him to forgive you. I start my day every day with asking him to forgive me, asking him to have mercy on me, asking him to, oh, help me to come closer. Draw me closer, because no one can come except you draw them. And if you're out there, you don't know him. The Bible says if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confess is made unto salvation. The Bible says that if you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. This is the God that we save. He came into this world to save sinners like you and me. He said he came to seek and to save that which is lost. If you were called out to him right now, say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. And I heard the word today, which is a short word today. And I come to the place to know that, Lord, that I'm not where I should be. And if you believe that, tell the Lord, say, Lord Jesus, I denounce Satan and all of his foes, all of his agents, and I come to you just as I am, with great expectation that you know that you're the only one that can save me and set me free. So today, Lord Jesus, I denounce Satan and the world system, and I open the door to my heart. I invite you to come on in. Be the Lord of my life, my Savior, and my soon-coming King. If you just said that word and you believe it, you have just received the gift of salvation. Now, right where you are, just tell the Lord that you accept him as Lord and Savior and ask him to come into your heart. The Bible said that you must repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Very, very simple. He blesses us when we come to him. When we come to him in repentance, this is what the Savior does. He blesses us. Give him your heart today. Turn away from sin and turn to him with everything that's within you, and he will change your life. Your life will never be the same. So, today you have given your life to Christ Jesus. Now you have to be start to study Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the book of Acts, so that you get a gospel understanding of what the preachers are talking about and what God requires of you and I. Because he requires us to live holy, as he's holy. And we are not going to know how to live until we know the word of God. And you have to study it for yourself. Don't depend on what somebody say, because everybody's not saying the same thing. And everybody's not living the word. So you want to get and study this word and invite the Holy Ghost. Invite the Holy Spirit when you Start studying the word. Invite the Holy Spirit to come. Tell him that you don't know that you need him. Be honest with him. You know, a lot of times I'm studying the word, and I say, Holy Spirit, I need you, because I don't understand what the word is saying. And I tell you, he'll reveal it to me right away. Because the Bible says he's a great teacher. Hallelujah. So we bless the name of the Lord Jesus for you. Find a church that's teaching and preaching the gospel. We'll be here tomorrow if the Lord say the same. And we'll give you a bit more talking with Joseph tomorrow. Yesterday was a strenuous day for me, so we didn't have a lot of time to study. And I was checking out the doctors and all this stuff, you know. But now we are on level ground again. And we pray for those that receive the gift of salvation. And you know, you have to be baptized. You have to be baptized in Jesus' name. But before you get baptized, you want to invite your friends, your family, your co-workers, and even your enemies. Because you want them to know that you have given your life completely over to Jesus Christ. You've given your life to him. And if we say that we are going down in a liquid pool, a liquid grave, and that's what the baptismal pool signifies, that you're going into this liquid grave. You've given your life to Christ. There's no way out. This is what you're doing. Okay? And you need witnesses. That's why you invite your friends, your family, your co-workers, and even your enemies. You need witnesses to say that, yes, he really did it. He really did it. He wasn't playing. He wouldn't play in church. He gave his life completely to Christ Jesus. And then after you get up out of that water, me, when I came up out of the water, I was running. I couldn't stop. Couldn't stop running. Because the Holy Spirit was so strong. The anointing was so strong upon my life. And they tell me, they say the people, the elders and all the ministers, they say, leave them alone. Let him run. Let him do what he doing. That's the Holy Ghost. And I was running, crying, and laughing, and doing everything at the same time. And my life has never been the same. It haven't been perfect, but it has never been the same since that day. I thank God for each and every one of you guys. I pray that those that get baptized and that will get baptized will find a church that is preaching and teaching the gospel. And get yourself involved. Involve means that you be active. Be active in the church. Don't just go and sit down, be a spectator, but be a participator. And if you're not in the church yet, ask the Lord to lead you to a church. Don't just sit home and be idle watching TV and watching the soap operas and all that kind of stuff. Get out. You know, you may not have a lot of stuff working. If you got to walk to a church nearby to your house, walk to the church. And God will show you. He would bless you. You know, he'll bless you with the things that you need because you're seeking him. I've never seen nobody seeking God and going after God and their needs are not met. I've never seen it yet. But God bless you all. I thank God for you all. I'm going to get out of here. Father, we ask that you bless each and every one of those that came on here today. Bless Brother Deacon Fraser. Bless our Minister Jones, Brother Robert, Pastor Stewart, Pastor Joyce, we ask you to bless them that came on today, Lord, to hear the word of God. And we pray for Pastor Brown that he continue to recover from his stents, that they had to put in two new stents. We ask that you continue to strengthen him and continue to protect him, Lord. Help him to change his eating habits, oh God, that he will not get any more blockage. We ask for healing for
Apostle Washington for her knees and healing for Bishop Washington for wherever he needs healing. And Father, we ask, God, that you do this. And as you do this, we are continuing to give you glory. We give you honor. Bless us in the city. Bless us in the field. Bless us when we come and bless us when we go. We pray, oh God, that you continue to make us the head and not the tail, that you set us above and not beneath, that you make us the lenders and not the borrowers. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we pray that today that we will lack nothing, oh God, from today, oh God, that each day that we will have more than enough so that we can give to someone else. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen and amen. God bless you all. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit continue to rest and abide upon us. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. And we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen and amen. Remember to tell someone that God loved them. You love them, and Jesus is the only way. It may be the word you speak today in somebody's ear gate that will make all the difference in their lives. It may stop someone from committing suicide, stop someone from committing murder, from kidnapping a child, raping a child, sodomizing a child, or even breaking into someone's home and committing some heinous crime. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, he said, let your light so shine before me that they will see your good works and glorify the Father that's in heaven. That just means that the attributes of Jesus Christ will be seen in your life, in my life, in our lives, because we are witnesses to all that has been done on the cross. God bless you all. Hope to see you tomorrow afternoon after 12 o'clock. God bless. Bye-bye.